Missouri Net News is presented by the Springfield, Missouri Convention and Visitors Bureau. Discover why, if it's true to life, you'll find it in Springfield, Missouri. Plan your trip at springfieldmo.org.
The governor's proposed bridge plan has cleared one chamber. Alisa Nelson files this report.
The Missouri Senate has passed Governor Parson's bridge funding proposal, which calls for $301 million to fix 250 mostly rural bridges. The latest version includes issuing $301 million in bonds, paid back by the state in 7 years at about $22.6 million in total interest. Seven senators voted against the plan that heads to the House. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
An afternoon rally is planned at the state capitol in support of a bill to prohibit private companies from using the state power of eminent domain in order to run power lines through Missouri over private land. Bill sponsors expect 1,000 landowners at the rally, mainly farm interest, including the Missouri Cattlemen's Association. Mike Deering, the association vice president, testified for the bill.
We want to ensure that we protect private property rights. We are not opposed to the project at all, but work with landowners, make a deal, and bring the energy here.
Some local governments and utilities support the transmission lines, including Farmington City Administrator Greg Beavers, who sympathizes with the worries of landowners but wants $950,000 savings on energy costs promised by the Grain Belt Express.
Property owners need to be properly compensated. They need to exercise their rights under, you know, the process of the legislature and the courts to protect their interests. We get that, but we hope that that this bill is unsuccessful and that we can realize those energy savings here in a few years for Farmington.
The line would send wind energy from Kansas to multiple stations in the Midwest, then to the East Coast. A vote on the bill is expected this afternoon after the rally. And the Missouri House has passed legislation to give taxpayers a break if they can't pay on time this year. The vote came on tax day yesterday. The bill would waive fees through the end of the year for individual taxpayers who file on time and go on a payment plan. Branson State Representative Jeff Justice is hopeful his war monument legislation will receive Missouri House approval after he changed one word in the bill because of concerns from St. Louis area lawmakers. Justice's bill would now recognize the monument at College of the Ozarks in Point Lookout as an official Gold Star Families Memorial Monument of Missouri. The original bill said the.
And this is part of the process. I mean, you go through and someone comes up, and if it's in actually, to me, this is for the better because it'll expand it and be other places can have it.
Justice says he respects the concerns raised by Cedar Hill State Representative Shane Roden and others. And the Gasconade County Sheriff's Office is reporting a body found near the Gasconade River. Investigators from the Sheriff's Office and the Missouri State Highway Patrol pulled a barrel from the boat ramp last Friday and determined that it was suspicious. The barrel was taken to the Boone County Medical Examiner's Office where human remains were found. An investigation is now underway. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.